Well, certainly law enforcement remains unified and focused. We believe in law enforcement, small towns and major cities all across America, that a national ban on assault weapons is necessary. It's my understanding that the issue still will be introduced as an amendment to the bill that does make it out to the floor, and certainly we'll get an up or down vote, and we're very encouraged about that. However, high-capacity magazines, we believe in law enforcement, no more than 10, and certainly a national background check, because nearly 40% of all firearms, 6.6 million per year, are sold without a background check in other states.
Does mental illness need to be included in those FBI files for the background check? I've heard that it's not, mental health records, and wouldn't that, isn't that something that's needed?
Certainly there's a healthy debate nationally on this issue. There's no question that we need to improve the amount of information that goes into the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. A good check, okay, can only be as good as the information that's in there, and we need to improve that. Maryland needs to improve it. There's been great improvement over the last several years, nearly an 800% increase, but certainly not enough.
Does the action or lack of action in Washington mean there's greater need for this bill in Maryland?
Well, certainly we believe that there are many elected officials and interested individuals that have been working very hard to promote a bill that will make Marylanders and, frankly, people in this nation safer. And I'm very confident that out of this will come a package that, in fact, does that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Good seeing you.